Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my extended show here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. You can check out our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz, or you can check out my radio show page at businessontheedge.biz. I am Margaret Jackson, broadcasting. Actually, I'm not broadcasting. I'm so used to saying broadcasting live from Silicon Valley. I am the AM 1220 KDOW radio show personality here in Silicon Valley, and I am podcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always listen to my show on Friday nights on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio, and get some good information if you are a small business owner or if you want motivation and professional growth. Tune into the show. You will not be disappointed. And it's on the edge for a reason. So if it gets a little edgy for you, just know I'm on the edge for a reason. So facing the giants in business and in life. We face giants. We face obstacles. We have hurdles. We all have them. That's part of life. If you're a business owner, you're going to face a lot of giants. Steve Jobs faced major giants, kicked out of his business. On the growth of his business, he almost lost it. Bill Gates built him out. Giants. Sometimes you have to go and get help from your competitor. Can you see the Warriors going to get help from? But giants are real. They feel real. And it could be anything. In business, it could be anything. It could be a pandemic. That's a giant. COVID was a giant. In business and in life, shut us down. And it's so interesting because it was this lull in our world. There was this quietness. We weren't seeing all of the violence that we're seeing today. It's just unnerving. Can you believe it? Giants in business and in life. I subscribe to the fact that regardless where an individual ends up in life, prison, mental institutions, whatever, not good places. I believe everyone that is born on the planet has greatness in them. Whether they have challenges, disabilities, they have purpose. And we miss it oftentimes because we have this preconditioned notion of being and looking a certain way. But everyone has greatness. That baby that's born with some disability, cancer maybe, greatness. but facing a giant. How does a baby face a giant? They're trusting mom. They're trusting dad, right? They're trusting the care from them. So how do you face your giant? How do you, that you're in your right mind, you're what we would say, like myself, that is part of contributing to society in a positive way. But this is for anyone, whether you're incarcerated and you're listening to this, facing a giant. Well, what if I'm in prison for the rest of my life? Greatness is still in you. It doesn't change. Choices change your trajectory. And life's giants are the culprit of maybe some of those negative actions. But how do you face the giants in business? How do you face the giants in your life? Are you facing a giant in your life now? I want you to focus on that right now. Let's power up. I want to power you up. I'm going to pour something into you. I've got like 8.5 minutes to change your life, if you let me. Number one, step back from the giant. It can be so consuming that you can't really clearly discern and determine how to really respond. And never respond in the moment. My son, as he was growing up, I said, I would teach him that if he gets upset, don't respond in anger because one wrong response could change his life forever. He could end up in prison because he responded in anger. What was I trying to teach him? Because life is going to come with giants. Was he a violent kid? No. Just trying to equip him. Don't respond quickly. Be slow to your response. Be slow to anger. Be slow to responding. It is a greater treasure for you to respond slowly than being a great military person, general, or individual who responds in a snap decision, who may have the ability to take over a whole city. We're seeing that today play out. Your greatest asset in responding to giants is you. So step back from the giant and take a very real look at it and learn something from it. Giants can teach you things. Get out of your emotions and discover what you may be missing. What are your options to solve the problem? It's a problem. How do you solve it? What do you need to solve it? What do you need to do to solve it? Look for solutions. Some solutions may not be what you want, but it may be what you need. Be brutally honest with yourself in facing your giant. Never stick your head in the sand. Face your giant. Face the difficulty in business. Face the difficulty in your life. I often say on AM 1220 KDOW when I'm doing my show and I'm on my soapbox and I'm talking about business development, business, and I don't work with clients who, well, they're not clients, but I don't work with them, but I don't work with people that want me to work with them if they have a lot of life issues and they haven't resolved the giants, because those issues go to work with them. They show up at work. They show up in the business. They show up in the small business. And they are not going to be successful at that optimal level because they haven't faced the giants in their life. Maybe it was a loss. I had an opportunity to work with a client's wife who was bouncing around from different types of business ideas. And they explained to me that she'd lost a brother and a father, and she was stuck. And it's like 15 years later, and she was stuck, and she would hoard things. And that's not how she used to be. And when I spent time with her and met, my advice was for her to face the giant, get some support, get through the loss. I could not help her as a business coach because it was not going to last, because she would change somewhere and want to do something else. And it's like, well, they were going to pay you, sure, but it's not worth it. I like to see my customers and my clients successful. When they pay for a service, I want them to reap the benefits of what they invested in. And if they're not ready, then it ruins my reputation helping them, and they're unsuccessful. Can't do it. So face your giant. Number two, I've got 3 minutes and 20 seconds. You must be determined that there is an end to the chapter. If you don't give up and you press through the giant, you press through the obstacle. And what I mean is doing it in a very healthy and equitable way, especially if other people are involved. Make the right decisions, even if they are not nice. Maybe they're being jerks. Maybe they're being ugly with you. Your character should stay intact. So if they're acting crazy, that's not license for you to double up, double down, and add to the crazy. Don't add to the crazy. So make a decision and tell yourself and be determined and resolved that this is temporary, and you're going to get through that too, and you're going to get through it the right way, whether it's your business. Maybe you feel like you're losing your business. You're going to get through it in life. Maybe you feel like you're losing control of your life. You're going to get through it. You're going to be okay. You hang on. You press through. You push on. You get the right people around you that will help celebrate you and help move you through. And if you need experts or professionals to help you process through that, get them. That's what you need to do. Face the giant. Don't stick your head in the sand. Two, it's a chapter in your life. You're going to get through it. Be confident. Dig your heels in and make sure that you get to the other side. And when you get to the other side, you'll be able to help someone else get to the other side. I've faced my giants, and I'm going to face other giants. And I'm resolved in my heart. They haven't even shown up yet. But I am going to get through it because I have destiny and purpose of my life. And it's a requirement that I get through. And if I can get through it, you can get through it too. And I'm getting out of here. Check out our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and my website on the edge, businessontheedge.biz. And check out our show on Friday nights, 12:20 KDOW. Radio, and you can get the link here at the bottom of this show right here. And I'm out.